96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. When the outside temperatures are constantly hovering around freezing, skin care and other grooming issues often take a back seat to just wrapping up and staying warm. But the reality is you still need to pay attention to your body from head to toe. What's the best and safest way to do that? Well, we have a studio full of experts in the field. Dr. Melanie Macklin is a research and development dermatologist. David Polk is a barber and men's grooming expert. And Laura Foos is co-owner of Beauty Couture in Forestville. Lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment about staying looking good during the winter months. I was about to say, and keeping the ash off your hands. But, I mean, let's just keep it real. you don't want to look ashy, and you also do want to protect your skin. So lines are open at 202-319-7810. This is a group here tonight. I got to tell you, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on?
Good. How about you?
Well, I am so glad that you all decided to come in, and no one is looking ashy, and that is so important.
You know what? You made me look at my knuckles.
Yeah.
I see a little ash. Yeah, I got some tips for you.
David came in here dragging his knuckles on the ground. How are those ankles, David?
They feel great.
All jokes aside, you know, let's talk about that, because the reality is, and we can start with skin. The reality is that during the warm months, everyone's putting on lotion and making sure that any exposed parts from neck to feet to wrists to arms to face don't look dry and patchy. But during the winter months, you really don't focus on that a lot. Let us first talk about dealing with dry skin, Dr. Macklin.
Yes.
What's the deal with dry skin during the winter?
You know what? First of all, the skin is the largest organ, and 75% of our body is made of water. So the first thing that we need to do, because if the skin is too dry, it's going to be itchy. You're going to get a lot of irritations. A lot of rashes are going to flare up. So you want to stay hydrated.
Most definitely.
You know, oftentimes we think, this 8 to 10 glasses of water. Absolutely, it's actually not enough. You need to take half of your body weight, and that's the amount of ounces of water that you should be drinking every day. Hydration is key. And also, avoid all of these long, hot showers. They feel great, but that hot water is not a friend of ours in the wintertime. It's just going to make that skin extra dry and ashy. So more lukewarm water, showers, preferably at night if you can, because after you get out of the shower, you want to keep the skin slightly damp. Rub on even something simple like white petroleum jelly or basic any sort of heavy cream. Stay away from the lotions and the gels and the fragrance products, because they have so much water in there and they don't have enough of the heavier ointments in there that's needed to trap the moisture in the skin. Doing these type of things will really help to retain that moisture. The skin's not going to look so dry and ashy. And then one last major thing, get a humidifier for the bedroom at night. Yes. You'll find that the heating systems in your homes tend to dry out the skin a lot more. So that's very important. Humidifier, hydration with water, as well as avoiding the hot showers.
Laura, talk to me a little bit about what you put on the skin. And certainly, you know, if you want to chime in, Dr. Macklin, you can, because she said something that was interesting. You know, stay away from lotions and use cream. What's the difference?
Right. Well, I think at Beauty Couture, we have a lot of them now that have some more emollient creams. So it feels.
What does that mean?
It feels more like there's the Vaseline in it, like we were saying. The petroleum jelly in there, so it's not just a lotion. So it's just a thicker, because of course in the winter, like you said, you can't hydrate enough. So as we always tell, we sell like small sizes of the emollient cream so that you can keep it with you all day. So you can't just, like you said, you can't just do it when you get out of the shower. You should be doing it throughout the day too, when just like you said, like he was saying, right? I just put my lotion on getting out of the car. Mm-hmm. Right, yes. So we have a lot of those products that have some of the emollient creams in it. So we normally recommend that in the wintertime.
So they are thicker. So this is pretty much the same kind of thing that your mom did when she sent you out to school, just kind of rubbing your face with petroleum jelly. So are you saying that these emollient creams have a petroleum jelly base, or is there something else in them?
Yes, exactly. So it's a little, yes, it has the petroleum jelly in it. And we even recommend, like I said, even if you hit those special hot spots like the elbows, the knees, we put it on your feet at night, even if you put it on at night and then a pair of socks go on. So we have the special socks that you could wear in the evening time, just so that those are the areas that tend to, I guess, more ashy or more dry in the wintertime.
Most definitely.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about skincare and grooming during the winter months. Do not neglect it. As they say, summer bodies are made during the winter. If you have a question or a comment, we have some experts here. Let's talk about the men for a moment, because David, you have a beard.
Yes, sir.
And beards.
It's very neat.
You know, beards.
Thank you so much.
That's right. Dr. Macklin, settle down. Your husband's in the room. Look at him. He's pressed against the glass already.
Something like a well-groomed gentleman.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it does look, it looks great. Big beards are really, really popular. But do you find that during the winter, men have a tendency to neglect grooming?
Most definitely.
What do they do or not do?
Well, the thing is this, anytime the climate is changing, you might have to, you know, switch up things when it comes to the products that you're using. The thing that I've noticed most about the beard, you know, your head, is just like your lips can get chapped, your head can get chapped, your beard can get chapped. And I think that people get so excited about throwing the products in there without doing proper treatment. Like for me, I recommend for a lot of my clients to do a steam treatment. What that does is not only does it exfoliate the skin, it swells up the cuticle of the hair. So if it swells up the cuticle of the hair, it allow absorption to go to happen to the hair. So now you have a swelled up hair follicle where you can actually start to put like a tea tree on there. And so that way it works better doing it that way opposed to applying products.
You said a tea tree. What is a tea tree?
Well, tea tree is like tea tree oil or coconut oil. Some people just use vitamin E, you know, and all of these work. The thing is you have to, it has to penetrate the cuticle. The thing is this, is if it's not penetrating the cuticle and you're just rubbing it on, your hair is just, you're basically rubbing it over the hair and it's not penetrating. So you walk around with brittle hair. Your hair is brittle. It breaks off. Unhealthy beard, and it looks almost like split ends, you know. And like I said, at the end of the day, I think that just like the doctor said, you have to hydrate yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Your diet is key. It's most definitely important, but hydration and proper steam treatment. And I recommend that at night as well.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. If you have a question about skin care, grooming, not just during the winter, but 365 days a year, but certainly during this time of the year when the weather forces you to give your skin care, your body care a bit of a break when you really shouldn't. So we're definitely talking about that. I wanted to ask a little bit more about skin, particularly when you're protecting your skin. A lot of people associate skin lotion, suntan lotion, for example, with summer. But it's also important during the winter, right?
Absolutely. Harold, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because oftentimes we think that SPF, which is the sun protective factor, is only used when there's sun outside during the summertime and things of, you know, those sort of time frames. However, it's so critical 365 days out of the year, because even indoor, no matter if you have high amounts of pigment in your skin or not, the fluorescent lights that we're sitting under emit ultraviolet rays that can still be causing damage, aging of the skin, as well as skin cancer. Mm-hmm. So no matter if you light bright or the darkest of dark, still wear a facial moisturizer for men too.
Most definitely.
Yes,
with an SPF of at least 15. And any product brand that has a facial moisturizer has an SPF. Absolutely. That's so important.
Laura?
No, I was agreeing with her because I do that myself. And yes. Everyone says, well, why do you make such a big deal about that? And as you said, even every day. So like I said, I do it myself. And like I said, and we carry the products at the store, that all of them, a moisturizer has that SPF in it.
Talk to me about taking care of your hands as well. In this business, I guess I'm always typing, so I'm always looking, you know, at my hands. But particularly for women, they're really big on manicures and pedicures. Is it different during the winter as opposed to during the warm months?
Most definitely.
Right, I was joking about that product. Me and Candace were joking about a product.
Our producer, Candace.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Candace, we were joking about your feet, mainly your feet, because
not
everyone.
My feet, of course.
No, we were not talking about your feet.
I didn't take my shoes off.
Of course, now you're not talking about your feet. However, that is a big thing because just like.
Check you out, Harold. He's clean.
Right. Or like you said with the SPF, they're mm-hmm. thinking that the feet, people see them in the summer, so we get the pedicures in the summer. However, you have to take care of them all year long. And
yes.
like I said, and one thing that a lot of times when they come and get pedicures at the salon, sometimes they refer to the removing of the skin, which is also not very good. And maybe the doctor can back me up on this, because then when they remove all of the dead skin, it feels really, really good. But then when it's coming back even harder. So we have some renewal kits, or it is using those emollient creams to take care of your feet. And even like I always keep a cuticle oil with me, and we sell like just the small bottles of cuticle oils, because like you said, when you're getting manicures done and they're clipping, but then in between, your cuticles are normally very dry and very brittle and cause those hangnails. Mm-hmm. So keeping good cuticle oil like on your nightstand for the morning, and also for gentlemen, because they think, okay,
that's the truth.
I know he gets manicures. He looks like a man that gets manicures.
The barrier creams as well that can be used, because we're so frequently washing our hands or using some of these, you know, hand sanitizers that are high alcohol based. So keep a barrier cream in your pockets or whatever, in your bag, to use regularly as well.
I need to take a break, but I want to let our listeners know that we're going to start taking your phone calls on the other side. That includes Alan calling from Largo. So please don't hang up. The lines are still open at 202-319-7810. We're talking about winter skin care and winter grooming for men and women. I just got a text from a friend of mine that said, "Ash is the enemy."
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like Ash or the Russians. which is the bigger enemy right now? You know, so certainly give us a call, please. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to talk about everything, particularly grooming tips for the men as well. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.